Thanks for having to have Kathy Stye with us. She's been gracious enough to prepare a message, and we're looking forward to hearing what she has today. So, yeah.
I like it.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah. My mother told me I talk too fast, so I'll try to go slower. So, nice to see everybody. And there are faces that I don't know. I am Kathy Stye. I joined the church last August, maybe. I moved here. Well, I came to the church from Huntington, and I live in South Williamsport. So I'm really pleased to be here, and have found this just to be an awesome church, and thanking God and all the growth opportunities that I've had since I got here. So. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, it is our privilege and joy to praise you. We gather today to give you thanks and praise your greatness. As we open your word, may we trust in your unfailing promises. Your word holds true. It is living and active. Your goodness and love never fail. Open the eyes of our hearts that we may see you more clearly today. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From the New Living Translation, Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. This message has been on my heart for a couple weeks. The idea actually came to me from a post I saw on Facebook. And a debate with God about whether or not this really was the message that I was supposed to do today, and you can see who won that debate. It certainly seems to be a continuation of some of the things that Pastor Chris was talking about last week. And when we sang Blessed Assurance, I kind of got convicted that this was the message, but I certainly thought about how God is so good to us, and that he promises us his best every day, every way, and just ask us to do our best too. What I want to talk about this morning is God's promises. The Bible is full of God's promises and reminders that he is faithful. In 1956, a school teacher, Everett R. Storms in Kitchener, Canada, made an exhaustive study of the promises in the Bible. During his 27th reading through the Bible, he began to tally up the promises, a task that took him about a year and a half. He came up with 7,487 promises that God made to man, another two that God the Father made to God the Son, 991 that one man made to another, 200 by man to God, 21 from angels, one by man to an angel, and two by an evil spirit, and even 9 by the devil. The 9 promises, by the way, or the 9 promises made by the devil were in fact all lies or false promises. The grand total that Teacher Storm tallied came to 8,810 promises in the Bible. That's a lot of promises. It would take a long time to talk about all of them. And even if we just wanted to talk about the 7,487 that God made to man, we're not going to talk about all of them today, I promise. So, but we are going to talk about a few. And I think it's important to remember what an awesome God we serve. It's also important to remember that Satan is a busy guy, and he seeks to destroy, dissuade, and distract. He distracts us with negativity and lies. John 10:10. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. The last two times that I've stood in this pulpit, the whole time when I was talking, Satan was talking back here and telling me I had no business being in this pulpit. I rebuke Satan and hope that you will too, by focusing on the promises that God makes to us and how much he loves us. I listened to a lot of Christian music, and many of those songs have a strong message of just how much God loves us and wants good things for us. One of my favorite songs is a song called Thrive by Casting Crowns. Some of you may know it. All American Baptist women probably do. One of the lines is that we know we were made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to know. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive. And another favorite is Hawk Nelson's song, Live Like You Are Left. And a line from that song is, because he loves you like you are, so go ahead and live like you are loved. Both songs have changed how I feel about myself and my relationship with God. I would guess that if I asked all of you, or any of you, to tell a favorite story from the Bible when God kept his promise, we'd have a lot of different stories. We serve an awesome God. I have some scripture passages that I'd like to share. These are all from the New Living Translation. James 1:17, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. Psalm 145:9, the Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. God has promised to be with us. Remember when God gave Noah a rainbow as a sign that God keeps his promises. He gave Sarah and Elizabeth babies. He is faithful. Proverbs 30:5. Every promise of God proves true. He protects everyone who runs to him for help. Isaiah 40:31. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Deuteronomy 31:8. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. Joshua 1:9. This is my command. Be strong and be courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Philippians 4:6-7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Jesus Christ. The Bible is full of examples of God providing for his people. Time and again, God's promises is to provide for us. What we need is food, shelter, comfort, or hope. He is faithful. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Matthew 6:31-33. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Matthew 7:9-11. You parents, if your children ask for a loaf of bread, do you give them a stone instead? Or if they ask for a fish, do you give them a snake? Of course not. So if you simple people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask them? 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. During his time on earth, Jesus made many all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. John 14:27. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Prayer is powerful. God answers prayers. Let God's promises encourage you to share all your hopes and needs with our Heavenly Father. He is so faithful. Psalm 37:4. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Psalm 145:18. The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth. Mark 11:24. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you have received it, it will be yours. Finally, take a moment to remember the most precious of all God's gifts and all of his promises to us. Thanks to Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, God promises us to forgive us and to give us eternal life. You know the verse, say it with me, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. So remember, God has promised he will always be with us. He will protect us. He will provide for us and give us peace. God hears our prayers and answers them. He will be our strength. God loves us, and nothing and no one can separate us from that great love. He is faithful. God keeps his promises. We are blessed. Just want to close in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for your great love for us. Thank you for ministering to our hearts. Help us to continue looking to you every day. Let all glory and honor come back to you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Kathy. I feel like we should be singing Standing on the Promises, but I'm not going to try that. The words I need. I was a little confused. Are we doing the three praise songs and then another, we're doing the Blessed Be the Tithe and the Tithe of Vines, or is that?
No, that's
from last week.
Yeah.
So we're just closing the way we do with the praise
songs. We're doing
songs.
The Jesus.
Okay, so I close with prayer.
So we have a hymn.
We're cut off from Facebook.
So we have a hymn next, and then the praise songs.
Oh, we have a hymn next. Oh, we do have a hymn next. Okay. We have one. I know this one, too. Jesus loves me. I'm hoping we all know this one.